Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer ice along on your board.
What that mean?
Please, give me
my weed, all right?
I found out today that an automatic grow box is a thing.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
From the company, it's called Leaf. It looks like a refrigerator. It's pretty much, it's called Plug and Plant.
That's some pretty high-end shit there, man.
Oh, I know. I told the wife, I'm like, I'll buy right now. She's like, do not fucking buy that.
I
just got my tax refund.
Buy it.
It's the size of a refrigerator, a small refrigerator.
Yeah, but it's pretty much... did you watch the video?
It's beautiful.
I did not watch
the
video.
Let's watch the video.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
I'm not going to spoil it. You are the bottleneck, Jehoshaphat.
Yeah, I'm also producing.
I don't care.
Here's a video. Well, I unbottleneck us.
Now I can't see. Damn it. Now it's screwed up.
By the way, this very apple of them, this commercial.
So they're showing what looks like an old fridge.
Yeah.
And they plug
nutrients into the system there.
Automatic dosing.
Yeah.
Nutrient cartridges.
That's got to be expensive.
Oh, it is.
I mean,
optional hookup for automatic water changes.
Beautiful.
Smell preventing carbon filter. Easy follow step-by-step instructions. Drying mode for the highest quality medicine.
Shut up. Dries your shit for you?
It does everything.
Designed
except
for your home.
Except for
or
Shannon.
Your closet. Not your wallet, by the way. This thing is $3,000.
Yeah.
Right. That kind of looked neat in the closet.
This is my cryogenic chamber.
Why did they stop there?
That's what they say about Chris.
It needs a little slot where it just like spits out blunts. Right?
I know, right?
Like, don't stop it. Just drying it for me.
Hey, when it's done. Do they have a goleaf.co if you want to check this thing out.
I wonder.
Do they have a time frame on how long it takes from growth to drying?
Well, let's go to the...
Yeah, that is interesting because it's not just dependent on the strain. It's dependent on the method.
Right.
Right. And in a very controlled environment like that, especially where you're just focusing on one plant, you can imagine that you could get that grow time down to a science.
Right. Or they probably have like downloadable like grow times that people have put
up online.
I'm
sure it'll
online.
Still vary depending on the type of plant that you...
That's an industrial pH developing. Sensor, industrial TDS sensor, air temperature sensor, humidity sensor, plant height sensor, water level sensor, water temperature sensor. What do you get a year out of this thing? Benefits, no previous knowledge required, no harmful chemicals or pesticides, save money on your medicine.
Yeah, I bet you save quite a bit.
Control your leaf with your iPhone or Android. Monitor growth with daily reports and live video streams at the tip of your fingers.
You can look at your
You can watch your shit grow.
Yeah, sync like, recipes from the community.
On your lunch break, your boss walks
default
by.
Recipes aren't enough? No problem. You can sync a recipe from our community of passionate growers in one click or create your own. Oh my God, I have to buy this thing.
Can
you finance it?
I could see you buying that.
How much is it?
It's $3,000.
$3,000.
Man. You want to go ahead? You want to go has money?
And then...
I know you got some loot. I'm serious. I'll go halves on this thing with you.
I could buy it by myself right now.
So could I, but...
No, without even...
Whoa.
Okay.
Ooh, so could I.
Hey,
I
back up.
I got a lot of money in the bank, buddy.
Show me what you think.
So do I.
You probably have more than me, but I got deep. For the first time in my life.
Not in the bank, whatever. But...
We're doing a...
In the bank, mattress?
Yeah, we're doing a...
Are you guys going to stand up
how
next
much are those
show your
dicks? Yeah, we're doing a bank account dick measuring contest.
Yeah, you're going to measure your dicks next?
Yeah, I'm wondering how much those nutrients are, because you have to pretty much buy their shit as right. well.
You can grow medical herbs.
You're
wheatgrass.
You have to factor into this the cost of being on the hook for all the shit that you need to grow your shit from this company.
They just make that the super hippie grower.
It's a closed system where they control the costs. There's no competition. Not yet. There's...
But, like I said, this.
Well, no, but it's
the
like,
whole thing is very Apple of them. All the
proprietary
stuff.
I guess if it really
took
off, it's like Keurig. Like,
right.
Every company now makes theirs in a little Keurig pot or whatever they call those cups.
You can even make
cups.
They have
thank you.
The ones that you don't have to throw away.
The reusable ones. Yeah.
My boss uses that for his coffee.
I imagine somebody would. That's a good
point. Everybody else gets shit.
Hey, that's actually a good point, Mike, because somebody, if this does take off. Somebody will inevitably design a reusable container that you can fill with generic nutrients and just drop into that
$300 deposit, $26.90 due at shipping.
Oh, Jesus.
Patent pending, climate controls.
Yeah, cycle.
Oh, there we go. How long is a typical growth cycle? 3 to 4 months.
Boom. Damn. One boy's about to die over there. A heck of a lot.
Okay, so this is easy.
You can get a pound out of this thing a year.
This is easy. Figure out, if growing cycle is 3 to 4 months, and you figure you leave that thing running constantly,
yeah.
There's a simple math that you do with this to figure out how much it's worth it to you. You take the cost plus maintenance and electricity consumption as well, because that would probably be fairly significant.
Sure.
And... you weigh that against your average in spending on cannabis in a 4 month period, right? Take what you spent on cannabis in an average 4 month period. That'll also let you know how much those 3 to 4 ounces are going to get you. Do they cover you personally, or do you have extra that you can do something with that can offset your costs? And then, then you see what that number looks like. And then you figure out how long does it take to amortize your initial costs. And
I already figured out about 6 months.
I was going to say 6 months. Mm-hmm. Wow. When I started adding these up, I was like, I think this is about a 6 month thing. And then your next 6 months are free.
Yeah.
Well, no, not free.
The payback on this thing is 6 months.
Then you already have your cost in your average cost in electricity, which I'm sure you can find out that information.
I'm going to go with within a year. I'm going to say within a year or less, you are back to zero with all costs. And that includes costs of running it once you got it.
And if your consumption is less than your production, then you actually have possible income to offset your growing costs, your continuing costs. And I'm not even saying like selling it to people you know. If you produce enough, you could even sell it to local places. If you're producing a quality product.
I was just trying to tell Mandy, like, I should get this and I should get like two of these motherfuckers and start selling to dispensaries.
Yep. You could walk right in and sell your stuff to dispensaries, yeah.
I could produce a half a pound at a time.
It would all be legal.
I'll be on the up and up.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's Mike, screw it. Plan. We'll each buy one and we'll just go into business together.
Now, wait.
There you go.
Now, here's the big variable, though. Trump.
No, this is your time to start talking to him like how you used to talk to Barry when he didn't listen to you. Come on, Uncle Trump.
Donnie.
Come on, Donnie.
Can we call you Donnie?
Uncle Don, can you help us out?
El Donaruno.
I don't know if he's Mexican. He might not like that.
Oh no! I'm melting.
Yep, that's cash.
What a world! What a world!
I'm melting. Kind of did feel like I was melting there.
For the past 10 years, Andy Sandness has been faced with the worst mistake he's ever made.
I'm looking down in the barrel of the gun.
It's a real-life ass face.
Damn, that's crazy.
Face transplant. They did a fucking face transplant.
It worked?
Yes.
Yeah,
sure. And it wasn't Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
I want you to remove... That fucking Nick Cage when he says that shit. Like,
I've only seen like parts of that movie.
I've seen it many a times.
That movie's great.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It tries to be an action movie, but you're laughing halfway through it.
It's so good.
And like the ending. They did,
it's for real now.
And the, yeah.
Oh, the ending? What happens in the end?
I remember a flying boat at one point.
I'm
wondering. So that tells you how real it is.
I kind of want to know how it turned out, so I was thinking maybe this is a solution for our problems in the U.S.
There's no solution.
If we can convince Alec Baldwin to do a face transplant with Trump.
Oh, Jesus.
And he can take over the country and steer us out of this mess. And then resign. Actually, no, that's all he would do. Just resign. Take Trump's face, resign, move on.
And then you get your Trump face back. You're off of Trump. We'll keep him
like, right.
Sedated and laying there. But that's how the movie happened. He woke up with the with the dude's face on. They're like, we're going to put your face on the other guy and transplant it on you. On the other guy.
Back?
Yeah, they were going to switch it back. Yeah.
They were going to switch it back.
They did do they it did at it. The they end. Did. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Sorry, I just ruined the movie for everybody.
That's
spoiler alert from what? I think the movie's from like the early 2000s.
I would have thought that was a given. That wouldn't you want your face back when the operation was over?
Well, it was an FBI sting. That's the whole story behind it. They were trying to use the guy's face.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I think it's a Michael Bay movie even.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah.
So the face explodes at the end, right?
No, it comes close, though. I mean, the face does get cut. Dramatically by laughing Travolta. He just starts cutting his face. And
did he cut his own face off?
Well, it's hard to... it's the other guy with his face on his body.
Right.
Is cutting that face as like, hey, I'm destroying your property. Like, this is me cutting your face.
Yeah.
But it's on my body. Like,
that movie was in 97.
97, damn.
It was like those... one of those Muppet monsters that like one would get hit and the other one would feel it.
Kinda.
You know what I'm talking about?
The twins.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Boom.
Were they conjoined or were they separate?
So. If I remember, I think pretty sure they're conjoined.
Am I right on that? You know, one of them would like get whopped.
That I do not.
Wait, what's up with the racism?
Wow. Hey.
Come on now.
You're racist.
That's racist.
Racist.
Yeah, there you go.
What else was going on? I got an egg in my pocket.
Why? Are you happy to see me?
Cadbury cream.
Cadbury cream.
Because it's that time of year again, and I love these.
That's right.
Things. Am I alone in this? I know.
No,
I
love them. Yeah.
I wish I would have had more. I'm not going to eat it in front of you then.
I remember we did them as a, what do you call it?
We did them when we drew in Munchies.
We used to do the Munchies.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, like, so today I put type Modesky Martin and Wood into my Google search, or my Google Music, and then I like hitting the station button.
Yeah,
because
you get some good stations.
Because you get artists that are like what you're looking to listen to. Garage Mahal.
Garage Mahal?
That's the name of this artist. This song is called Milk Carton Blues.
Is it played on a milk carton?
I think so. Does it say what album this one's off of?
Mondo Garage.
Really? Is there a year on that? I don't think I've heard. Oh, man, listen to that. I feel like I'm watching the Barney Miller show. Only it's all full of sexy people and not just mustachioed guys in 70s collar shirts.
I must ask you a question.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, come on, man.
Pun time's over, okay?
We're serious.
Never over with me.
Hey, that's some great Fender Rhodes action, huh?
I like it.
Do I still have my ear for organs? That sounds like a Fender Rhodes. It's gotta be.
Uh, kudos to whoever engineered the drums.
Yes. That's one thing that kind of sets them apart from other jazz musicians is that they have an understanding of how critical that beat is to the rhythms that they're producing. It's not just a backbeat, that's not the right term, but like not just something that's in the background to aid and be, you know, brought up for a drum solo. They produce jazz with the hip-hop mentality, I think.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, I thought this was like, it's pretty good on the show.
Honestly, this is very much a, what's the term? Light jazz, like smooth jazz kind of production sound to it, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some of the big smooth jazz artists like,
Coltrane? Monk?
No. Those are classic shit.
Smooth
jazz like as a genre.
V98. Okay.
They can be those brothers can be smooth.
Right,
don't get me wrong.
What I mean. I'm sorry. I got the genre.
But
the meaning.
Manhattan Transfer. I don't know. There's all kinds of. I had a boss who listened to all this shit, and I had all these names floating around in my head. But it kind of sounds like that production-wise, but I don't mean that as a bad thing.
I like it.
Because that was some nice shit.
They were grooving.
You know, speaking of jazz and drummers, hey, it's almost superhero season again.
What do you mean?
Superhero season that lasts for 6 months out of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Starts in May.
Yeah, the spring.
And then it kind of starts to just overlap with the sci-fi season now. Yeah. Pretty soon, they're just going to have them. Every month, we're going to get a superhero movie of some sort. But we've got Logan coming out, which next weekend.
I'm gonna go see
that. Well, actually, the weekend that this podcast will come out, Logan will be out. And the week before is usually when they lift the embargo after all the reviewers have seen it.
I do.
I like the idea of a review embargo, if you're not familiar with it, is just basically so that whoever gets to review it, see it first and review it, doesn't influence everybody else that is going to go see this movie. So you get like your more prominent names in the industry, whoever those may be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not Siskel and Ebert anymore, is it?
No.
So
who's it really?
Whoever's left.
It's Rotten Tomatoes and
right, so if somebody, a representative, one of the official reviewers from Rotten Tomatoes gets to see it before anybody else and really like rips it apart, then yeah, probably. There's another one that comes up a lot, but I can't think of it right now. But yeah, so you don't get your heavy hitters in the industry ripping a movie apart, and then everybody else is like, well, if Rotten Tomatoes didn't like it, I don't see how I'm going to like it. The reviews are coming back. Some of them mixed. Overall, though, pretty positive about how actually emotionally impactful this movie is.
Really?
A rarity to get that level of impact in a superhero movie.
I figured they were going to come with the heat after Deadpool.
Just barely a superhero movie, though, really. You got some cyborgs in there. You got some mutants in there, but I didn't see any spandex.
Yeah. Seeing a lot of old
there was a hint that we're going to get maybe a flash of a old costume, maybe the brown and yellow.
Damn, that'd be crazy.
But it sounds like it's going so well that maybe the huge Ackman might not want to stop being the Wolverine, are some of the rumors. That he might be down.
He loves doing it. The money's there. What's the big deal?
Yeah,
he still does his own movies.
Right, he still keeps himself busy. It hasn't hindered his career one bit, I don't think.
Right.
It probably vastly helped it. And there's yet more. Every week, a new batch of rumors about the Batman movie. Have you heard the latest?
No.
They wanted some guy to direct, and then he dropped out.
Okay. Now who do they want?
Recently, there are also rumors of Mel Gibson directing the Suicide Squad sequel.
Oh, boy.
And these are all I think they're trying to come up with some big name so they can justify not giving it to Zack Snyder.
Right.
Because even the studio is starting to understand that not everybody's 100% on board with what Zack Snyder is doing when it comes to the overall film. I don't think anybody's got to complain about the look of any of his films, right?
Well, no. It's all visually stunning stuff.
It's like, yeah, it's like having a really good comic book artist who also writes and he happens to be a shitty writer.
Right.
That's not a very good comic book, is it?
His stories can't hold water for sure.
Let him be DP. Pay him a shit ton of money to make the movie look amazing.
DP.
And have somebody else direct.
Exactly.
Is that the only way you can get this shit done? Or just bite his style. Like, whatever the fuck. Like, he's got a formula. He's got a look.
Right.
He doesn't own that. He doesn't... But he did make kind of the gritty, washed out look for DC. Actually, you could argue that a lot of what he's doing is just biting Christopher Nolan anyway, right?
Oh, for sure.
Like, Christopher Nolan did more to set the tone for the current DC universe than Zack Snyder did with his involvement in Superman and
I mean, you look at Man
Batman
of Steel.
V Superman.
I mean, Man of Steel, Christopher Nolan had a hand in making that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was way better than Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Two different Supermans, in my opinion.
So I don't know. I think the Mel Gibson thing, though, is just
that's
a rumor.
Bullshit. Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
If he were to take over, I mean, I don't know. What do you have much to base him on? A Passion of the Christ. Did you ever see that?
I've seen it. I've seen Passion of the Christ. I've seen his Hamlet.
I've never seen the Hamlet.
Listen, he's been involved in movies for decades now.
Right.
The man knows what he's doing.
Right.
I'm not even saying that I'm nervous about this because I think there's going to be, an anti-Jew subplot woven into it. Or,
right.
Or some sort of metatextual reference to Jesus.
Jesus becomes a character in the Suicide Squad. Stay on this phone and don't hang up for me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there. You understand me? Okay, Mel. We love you. Don't want to be the director.
So just fucking listen to me.
I will.
Listen to my fucking ranting. Listen to what you do to me.
Well, we just signed you.
You are ruining my life.
You make my life so fucking difficult.
Well, you know what? It's
some of the actual negotiations for director.
Yeah. Don't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
It fell apart.
What if we get rid of her, Mel?
This is unfair. Listen, I don't know if I've ever sounded that crazy, but I've lost my shit before. Come on, who hasn't?
Oh, yeah, who hasn't?
Who hasn't?
But not that insane.
One second, please. Can I please speak?
I love you because I treated you with every kindness, every consideration.
God.
I'm sorry.
You will never be happy. Fuck you. Get the fuck away from me. But my daughter is important.
Well, that's important to us, for sure.
Now, you have one more chance. And I mean it. Now, fucking go if you want. But I will give you one more chance.
Thank you.
Just mighty, mighty, Mel.
Thank you, Mel.
Look, you fuck my day up. You care about yourself.
You're starting to get the impression he doesn't have clothes on.
Right. He's just screaming at the phone.
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything. This is your selfish imagination. That's
what?
All.
You should just fucking smile and
blow
me.
There it is.
There you go. I love it.
You've never heard that?
You should just smile and blow me.
You've never heard that?
Wow. I've heard that, yeah.
Okay. I've never said anything like that to a woman.
You just need to smile and blow me.
I was just... I didn't blame you for
anything.
Wow.
No more. Maybe he should direct Suicide Squad, huh?
Yeah, he would
That's
be good.
Far more drama, convincing drama that I saw out of the first Suicide Squad movie. So.
For sure. Just have Joker go off like that? Hell yeah.
I mean, I think he needs to do more than that. I think he needs to show Ben Affleck how this shit is done and be like, I'm going to direct and star and write in this shit.
Yeah.
Who would Mel Gibson be in the DC universe?
Darkseid.
Interesting. I can actually see it.
Imagine that.
I was going to say Blastar, but that's Marvel.
Or what about Brainiac?
Do you know Blastar?
Two-Face.
No. Two-Face, maybe. That'd be a good Two-Face.
Ooh, I kind of like that, actually.
Batman, you just got to smile and blow me. I'm just here to arrest you.
Your dick, my mouth.
Yep, that's what he said.
There. There's Blastar. Don't you think that's some Mel Gibson
that's
action
Mel
right
Gibson
there?
For sure. Let him work out his legs. We get him a unitard.
I think he should turn this down and go to Marvel and be like, listen, you're going to need somebody after Thanos is done. After you find a way to beat Thanos after right. Infinity War 2 is done in 2026, let me play Blastar. I think they're done with Infinity War. Or at least
no, they just started doing Infinity War.
Well, Tom Holland might be done with his part already.
Oh, wow.
Because he went on Instagram setting fire to his script.
What?
Saying, remember to always turn in your script. He was done with it, and he throws it in a furnace in order to dispose of it. Well, let's see. What it
is. Marvel like to keep everything a secret. So to all the producers
he's who British.
Are freaking out because I forgot
what? To
put in my script.
What the bloody hell?
Here's evidence that I am destroying it.
Oh, he forgot to turn it in.
Oh.
That could be any script.
And this song, yeah.
He doesn't even show the cover.
Marvel like to keep everything
he can't. It's not secret. Yeah,
that's one way to make sure that nobody gets a hold of your script and spoils all the secrets for the movies.
Yeah. You see his butler running behind him.
Because people
it
will spoil it.
Oh, for sure.
I
want to know it right now.
They make vague attempts to hide it or give you a warning.
Right.
But you'll go to a website and it'll be like, spoiler alert, Captain America dies in Infinity War 1. You're like, what? How's that an alert?
Right. Well, we said alert before we said it.
You're like those people that use their turn
That's
signal only
the
as they're
really
turning,
enjoyed.
Not before they're turning.
Right.
Yeah.
I was telling you guys about 6250 earlier. 6250 was a code word for the dank shit for a little while.
6250.
For that loud shit, for that shit that knock you on your ass.
I never heard that.
6250, well, that was only because of one specific dealer I had at the time. You know, back when all cannabis had to be purchased illegally.
Right.
And some kind of shady transaction.
Yep, back alley.
If you were lucky, and by lucky I mean white and lived in a good neighborhood, you could find people that would just bring it to you that mm-hmm. weren't shady. One of them was this kind of uptight guy who sold the most premium shit. Always premium. Trimmed well and dried perfectly. No problems on quantity, quality, nothing. Pretty much always readily available and delivered to your house.
Wow. Delivered. Damn.
But an eighter was $62.50. $62.50.
Wow.
And no, this man did not carry around a change belt.
50 cents,
that.
Man. That's not, fucked up, man.
Yeah, $62 $50. What's
and 50
that for?
Cents.
Gas?
You know what? I think this is looking back on it.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, that
I gotta break a dollar before I come see.
So you would have to have to get that good shit. You would have to have $62.50 ready because he's not going to make you any change. If you had 63, he'll take it though.
How did you have to buy it?
Yeah, at 65, he'll take
eighth
it.
Eighth or quarter.
He's not making any change.
Eighth.
You could buy. You could buy.
What was 62.50?
62.50 was an eighter.
Oh, it'll take the more money. I'm sure.
That motherfucker was making $500 an ounce. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But yeah, with 62.50 and 20, 125 on it would be the price for a quarter then, right?
Yes.
It was an exact 1-to-1 tier ratio. Words, words, words.
Words.
Words, words, words.
I have the best words.
Yes.
I know so many
Nobody
words.
Nobody uses words like
words.
Me. I'm telling you, when I'm president, oh wait. That's right, I am president. Why am I at a rally? Anyways, when I'm president, when I'm done with this rally, wait, if I'm rallying now, does that mean I'm not the president when I stop rallying? I go back to being the president? Anyway, both as a president and not as a president, I will have the best words ever.
The best
and if
words.
If I don't have, I'll tell you, if I don't have the right words, I have people who know the right words. They know the greatest words. And yes. I know because I chose them. Nobody knows words like me.
Do you write his speeches? Sounds pretty good.
That was like, it was like an hour and a half of that at his press conference. He's just fucking rambling. I think he would throw in more insults in between.
Yeah. Dude, you know? All right.
I'm telling you, my words, they're the greatest. Now, the press, who are liars, they're the enemy. They don't have the best words. I have the best words.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.